Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're excited and ready for the best hour on internet radio, Legal, Legal, and the Coach. I am the coach, Brian Kaiser. And I hate to tell you, but I kind of lied. I have to admit, the Legal Eagle will not be joining us for the show today. I know I promised last week that he would be back and joining us. Everything went well with taking care of his wife and all that stuff, all is well. However, he got called into a case, and they're doing some part of the process of the legal work there that he is he's drawn away, so he's having to do what he does best and protect people's liberty and find justice for them and their situation. So we do wish him the best in that, but I had to admit to you, I promised he'd be back this week, and well, he's not going to be, so we'll have to move on with that, but it's still going to be an awesome show. I have two really great guests coming up, Justin Kurtz, who's a certified John Maxwell coach and speaker and trainer. So he's going to be really cool to interview and talk with and get some of his insights about the coaching world. And, you know, that's a world that I live in. So it'll be a really cool conversation. So look forward to that. Then the second guest in the second interview segment will be Shahara Wright. And she has a really cool website called The CEO Effect, and that's kind of the name of her company there, and she does business strategies for small businesses. So I'm really excited to talk to her in the second segment, interview segment, that is, of the show. So like I said, great show coming up. Do tune in. Get over to Facebook, Legal Eagle and the Coach. Get over there. Put in questions, comments, and concerns. You can also get onto the Tough Talk Radio Network page on Facebook and get those questions, get those comments, get those concerns logged into the page so our producer, Tony Gambone, can get those over to us via the chat box that we're on, and we can discuss them. And we can ask the guests very important and impactful questions, and that's exciting. So get over there, get those logged in. You can follow me on Twitter, at iCoachBizPros and at the 10X Factor. Both of them are exciting and provide a lot of good stuff. So get over there and follow me on Twitter. And you can also post stuff up there. I got the Twitter feed up, so we are good to go. And I will look for any direct messages there as well. It's TTRN Network, Tough Talk Radio Network, TTRN Network. Is the Twitter feed if you want to get directly to Tony Gambone and get those questions, comments, and concerns up. So today, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of people, you know, talking tough. We got a lot of tough talk going on, and we got a lot of things in the political scene going on. We have a lot of things just in general life going on. Some that are very sad and tragic. Some of them are very you know, have great potential to be great and fun and really good for everybody. But I think to really get into our show today and really, before we bring up the guests and all that stuff, we need to focus just a little bit. And so I'm gonna reach into the archives of great quotes and things that I have, and I'm gonna pull up one from a friend of ours, Sir Richard Branson. Everybody loved him. So he posted out a great pic, and it's him standing on a mountain, and there's a scene behind him. It's either a lake or the ocean, probably the ocean because he likes the islands. And it says, "It's up to us to create the world we want to live in. And we have the power to do so if we set our minds to it." I think that pretty much sets the tone of the show right there. Doesn't matter what's really going on in politics. Doesn't really matter who's talking tough and who's pointing fingers. It really doesn't matter what other situations are going on in life. If you want to have a certain type of life, you have the power to create it if you can Just set your mind to it and believe that you can do it. And I know that's tough. That's not easy. And we're going to get into, you know, not like the first, like I said, the first guest, John Maxwell, certified coach. Everybody knows John Maxwell. This is going to be an exciting interview. So we'll get into a little bit of the mindset stuff and things like that with him. But honestly, to sit and look at the world around us, there's a lot of people that are reaching out, and I got a lot of direct messages. I got a lot of emails from folks from Twitter posts and LinkedIn posts that I've put up. And they're always asking me, you know, man, Brian, you put up this post and you kind of put the first two words kind of just, you know, anger me a little bit, kind of confuse me and anger me. And you put up, you know, rock star or legend. And then you put a quote after it. And it's kind of like, well, okay, yeah, I'd like to be a rock star, but yeah, I would like to be a legend, but what's the difference? And so just to explain, and I'll do, I actually go on Periscope after the radio show. You can find me at iCoachBizPros on Periscope. And we'll get deeper into this this conversation on Periscope. But rockstar or legend? You know, everyone, you know, I have several friends, and I think all of us at one time or another thought it would be cool to be one of the long-haired rockstar dudes up on stage, jamming out, playing guitar, and having a good time. And, of course, the way that the rockstar lifestyle is, you know, kind of glamorized, hey, it looks cool, right? But the other side of that is legend. You know, if you think about that, do you want to be a rock star or you want to be a legend? Because if, you know, and I don't want to date myself too much, but I'm in my 40s. So looking back, I don't know where many of my rock star heroes are today. I mean, you don't see them anymore. They're not playing music. And if they are playing music, it's at small little local places. They're not prominent anymore. They became a rock star. They were good while they were great, and then they kind of faded out. But if I mention to you, Ringo Starr, that's a legend. If I mention to you Paul McCartney, oh, you know who that's a legend. Bob Marley, because you guys know I like surfing and I like the beach and all that kind of business. So if I mention Bob Marley, that's someone that made it past rock star to legend. And if you go through history and you go all the way back to, and yeah, I may offend some people, but I'm going to say it anyways. You go all the way back into the Bible and you start looking at the stories from the Bible, there's legendary people there that their deeds, their works, their actions, the stories have become part of legend because we know them. Like if I mention Noah, everyone, Ark. I mentioned Moses, led Israelites out of captivity. Okay, it's all kinds of things that build legends. So if we come through history, you got Caesar, you got Napoleon, you got some bad dudes like Hitler, you got George Washington, you got all these people that made it to legend. And if we look at that and we say, okay, in my life, and in taking Richard Branson's quote here, it's up to us to create the world we want to live in, and we have the power to do so if we set our minds to it. If we look at all those people that transcended rock star status and got into the legend status, okay, we go and we follow all those people. They didn't do it. They lived it. Do you get the difference? They didn't just do it. They lived it. And many of you guys know that I've been a professional coach for 28 years, been in a lot of different sports, helped a lot of athletes get to the pro level, was a pro athlete myself. Okay, you don't get to that level without living it. Okay, you don't get to that level without living it. It becomes everything in your being to get to that elite level. You can't do it any other way. Now, once you get to the elite level, and we've seen many of them come and go, especially if you pay attention to football, baseball, basketball, even now, soccer's becoming kind of a popular thing here in the U.S. If you look at these players that become professional, they're here for a while, and then they're gone. And there's a new one that comes along. But every once in a while, we have someone that transcends and becomes legend, becomes part of a history. Babe Ruth, okay? Everyone knows that name. Transcended professional. He transcended elite, and he got beyond rock star status. He got to legend. Okay. So I post that out on my Twitter a lot, and I preface it with, you know, I put that up there, and then I always have a cool quote. It's always a cool quote, so you can check that out. But really wanted to, you know, open the show up and delve into this quote a little bit from Richard Branson, because right now in the world, there's a lot of things going on, and a lot of people reaching out and saying, hey, how can you help me with this? And how can you help me with that? And, you know, do you have a program that could solve this for me? Well, I mean, I can give you a list of books. I can give you a list of programs, products, online, you know, real products where you have to go to an event and do them. I've got all that, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not willing to live it, you're just going to do it. It's not going to work. So if you want to create the world that you want, it's up to you to set your mind to creating that world, but you're going to have to live it. You can't just sit there and say, yeah, that's what I want, and just kind of go through the motions. It has to become part of you. And like I said, if you go through history and you look at all these people, they didn't do it. They lived it. It was their life. It was everything about them that made them transcend rock star and become legend. And so with that, that kind of opens the show, sets the tone. I've got my first guest coming up, John Maxwell, certified coach. It's going to be a lot of fun. Justin Kurtz will be up, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Growth Coaching Systems Network exists to serve you, the business owner, by assessing, coaching, and connecting you to the right person or people that can provide you the best next step in building and progressing your business, health, and relationships. GCS Network and our collaborative partners believe in delivering 10x results by breaking through the spin, churn, and burn cycle, giving you the right relationships, message, and visibility necessary to succeed. Please connect with Brian by phone or email at 713-345-0223 or brian@gcsnetworkpartner.com.
All right, welcome back to the best hour in internet radio, Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, and as I did in the monologue, I apologize, but the Legal Eagle is he's doing what he does best. He's in some part of the process of the legal court process there, and he's helping somebody get justice and defend their liberties either in the courtroom or in arbitration or mediation, because that's what he does best. And I apologize again, because I promised he'd be back, but we'll have to look for him next week. And so that's something that you can anticipate and look forward to. Right now, I'm bringing up my first guest, Justin Kurtz. And Justin, how are you doing this afternoon?
Brian, I'm doing great. Excited to be here. So looking forward to spending some time with you and your guests.
Excellent. I like that, and the audience loves that too, because I'm trying to get them to be sneaky and send me some questions, like some really sneaky questions, so that we can just put you on the spot. How about that?
Oh, awesome! That's always good.
Always good. I know. Life on the edge. That's really cool. So, you know, I got to do a little bit of research before the show, and of course, being the host, you get to do that. So I kind of know my guests a little bit from what I've read and seen and all that, but the audience doesn't know you. And so to start off the interview, before we get into any questions, comments, and concerns and all that kind of stuff, tell us a little bit about, you know, about yourself and who you are.
That's always such an interesting and fascinating question, because we consume ourselves with our identity through our work or what groups we're a part of anymore. But really, I'm just a guy like anybody else, but I went through 3 open heart surgeries by the time I was 30 years old. So I was born
Wow.
with a congenital heart defect. So I'm a cyborg now. I've got a pacemaker and a mechanical valve. And obviously, because of having to go through all that, I had to learn a little bit about overcoming obstacles in life and kind of pushing through struggles. And, you know, it's funny because I live a life of, you know, I'm in my upper 30s and, you know, good health otherwise, but I have this whole life that I have to deal with that is kind of invisible to most people through my heart. But heart is where your passion really is. You can have a whole lot of heart and not have a good heart. And so what I really want to do is I want to help people figure out how to find their heart, how to find their passion, and then put it towards a purpose in life, because life is really an enjoyable and blessing experience. And 80% of people hate what they do for a living. You know, so I just really wanted to change that. I had to quit my job, and so, you know, I lost my identity. I used to ride motorcycles. I was a part of a major 1%er motorcycle club. I was exed out of there because of my health. So all my world crashes, and I have to decide, well, what world do I want to live in? Who do I want to be? And how am I going to be that person? And so I went from there to hanging out with people like John Maxwell and talking on the radio with you.
And it's been a great, and that's always an exciting journey. Yeah, I'm sure it's been an exciting journey. So now this heart problem was something you were born with, yes?
Yeah, yep.
Did you know about it?
Yeah, when they did my first surgery when I was about a year old, they had to wait that long at that time because, you know, in 78 they couldn't do the surgeries they can today. And they don't even do what they did to me anymore. I'm obsolete. So they do a whole different thing now, but so it's been with me my whole life, has always been going on.
Well, now, how is that, and this is going to be a little bit of a trick question, but I think it'll be a good one to delve into and get started on how you became, a John Maxwell coach and all that. How is the struggle with that? How did that impact you positively?
Oh, one of the best advantage that I have right now, Robert Kiyosaki talks about having an unfair advantage by being educated. But I have an unfair advantage because I have this disability that then gives me a residual income because I worked for 20 years and, so now I draw on my Social Security disability. So I got a residual income without having to know what it was first. But then once I got it, I started trying to understand business a little better, you know. So it's been an unfair advantage. So that I'm a dad, so I get to spend all the time in the world with my son. I get to be the one that stays home with him. I get to be the one that takes care of him, that homeschools him, that does all that. So that's probably my greatest advantage. But I think the other one is I knew I was mortal really young, and so I didn't waste my life doing things that weren't of value to me and to my dreams. I knew I didn't have time. I got my degree in 2 years. Why waste 5 at something? If I just need the piece of paper to go to work and I'm not going to waste 5 years at it, let's get it over with.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so I've just thought, you know, in most areas of my life, if I see something, I just went after it. And so looking back after my third surgery, when things just got real bad and real gloomy, you know, it's nothing like being $100,000 plus in debt and newly married and pregnant wife, and then you quit your job and, you know, don't know if you're going to get income and all that. So that's always exciting. So you look at all that and yourself and you go, well, what is the benefit to all this? Where is my silver lining? And it's just that I've always known how to go after goals and dreams and do those things. And now I can figure out how to turn that cool life into helping other people get the most out of theirs.
I think that's the biggest key to life and living life. If you ask me, you know, being a coach myself, that's probably the most rewarding thing that you can get out of life is living it by helping others as you both grow and achieve together. So I think that's, you know, so much impact in that one little statement. And, you know, that's something that I think everyone strives for, is trying to, you know, get the most out of their life. Unfortunately, what I see, and I'm sure you're seeing it as a coach too, is there's this little devil that sits on people's shoulder called the excuse maker, and they get into, you know, reasoning with themselves and making excuses as to why they don't. And it sounds like from your journey, understanding that, you know, time's not yours. It's borrowed. I mean, we don't know when it's going to end. It's borrowed. So knowing that, or not knowing how much you have left of it, and making every minute count is something that a lot of people, I guess, either they don't grasp or they don't want to understand, or they just get into that rut where, well, you know, when this happens and this happens and this happens in my life, then I'll do this. And as you know, oftentimes it doesn't happen. So really, really cool to grasp that young and then start helping other folks. So when did you become certified with John Maxwell?
I went through that process 2 years ago. And, you know, one of my big things was learning that I didn't have the skills to be the person that I wanted to be. And,
you know, you figure out that that's a big thing. Yeah. You need and more?
Yeah. So learning that and understanding that is really what kind of drove me through that process of becoming more certified and really figuring out how it was that I wanted to add value to other people. And of course, being certified by John Maxwell just brings so much credential to anybody because, you know, you're getting to put your name next to his. And here's a man that's written over 72 books on leadership. And really, that's what it goes down to me, is that you have to take that individual leadership for the results in your life. And can't, that word, that can't didn't do, my dad used to say can't didn't do an explicative. You know, there's nothing he does. Can't didn't do diddly. He's not going anywhere. He's not doing anything. So what?
I've had many coaches tell me that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, so, you know, I can read, I can add value to other people. And your monologue, the intro is great, just that, because it was writing a story and writing a journal about the future that I wanted to live and creating a fictional story about a better life than what I was living at the moment, and publishing that on the Kindle and just trying to create a better outlook for my life that led me to being the better and better and better person. That again took me from, you know, not wanting to be in the world to loving being in the world and then trying to be a bigger part of it.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about that. What is the name of the, it's a book?
Yeah, I did originally did it under three different parts and then just put it all together, and it's called The Adventures of Conrad von Supertramp, who was my ego.
Awesome.
And, like my ultimate self, you know, if I was going to name myself and be anybody, and who do I really want to be? And I wanted to be this guy, and started just imagining who that guy was. And today I'm much closer to being that guy than I was 8 years ago when I started. I'm still not as far as I want to be, but that's the beautiful thing about growth, is it doesn't have to stop.
Excellent. Now, Now, how would people go and get that if they want to?
Is it they can go download that
Amazon or just on Kindle?
Yeah, primarily on Kindle, because if I'm going to print it and ship it to you, I'm going to charge you for it because I don't want to kill the trees, honestly.
Gotcha. But it's up on Kindle, and give us the name one more time, because
Adventures of Conrad von Supertramp, and I've got Heart. Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got Heart. Now, is that because you're a fan of Supertramp?
No, there was a great movie.
Supertramp was a great movie. You know, that was a great band.
Yeah, there was a movie guy that, like, when he was graduated college, he cut up his Social Security card, his driver's license, burned all his money, and went to live free and, like, canoed down the Colorado River and went to live wild in Alaska and lived in a cave for, like, 30 days and just lived this amazing adventure. And that was a name that he gave himself, and so I took it from that. And then Conrad was my middle name.
Gotcha.
I was after a pilot that set a whole bunch of world records for distance for small planes but had been hit by a propeller. Couldn't remember anything but how to fly. And he met my dad.
Oh, wow.
So I got named after him. So.
Wow. Well, my son is really into writing, and he actually has done something similar. You took a pen name, so to speak, and made that. And so he's taken a pen name and he writes on Chinello and all these different sites where you can post up your, I guess it's more or less chapters of your book. And it kind of goes into series, but he's on several of these boards under Firestorm Player, because he liked, I'm not sure which video game it is that came out of, but his name was Firestorm Player, so he writes under Firestorm Player. So kind of cool that you took a pen name and did that based on someone that, you know, that you admired. When people want to come into your world and start working with you, what is it that you put out there to attract them to you? And then what's the process that you take them through? Do you have a lot of social media? Are you doing emails, or is it face to face? And then when they come into the funnel, when they say, hey, yeah, I'm interested in this, what is the process that you take them through to onboard them and get them into your program?
What I'm doing right now and what I'm working on is turning the coaching process into part of a college. I'm trying to build a college for more entrepreneurial-minded people. My passion and the whole reason I got into coaching and everything was because I think the key to the problem, pick the problem, it always goes back to education and education of the individual. If you talk to any employer, their complaint is that the average person comes into work and sure, they may have technical skills, but they have absolutely no people skills. They have no understanding of, why they need to show up on time and just some of these basic first line, things that they just aren't getting anywhere. For example, in Central Illinois, where I'm at, in West Central Illinois, there's a lot of trucking companies. They cannot legally hire a guy until he's 21 or a gal. So between 18 and 21, what does anybody have to do and get in trouble? they're not going to college. 45% of them aren't, so they get in trouble, so then the guy can't hire them. So he's got an $80,000 a year job waiting, driving truck, but there's nothing to occupy that person, that graduate, that's not going the traditional, and I think poorly choice route of going to college. I'm not a big fan of college right now. I think $30,000 plus an average debt for an education that's not. I talked to a marketing graduate recently. They never even discussed social media marketing.
So
I bought a building. I've got a GoFundMe site. You can go to GoFundMe.com/University of Freedom, and University is spelled YOU. Because this school is supposed to be about you, the student. Interested students will come through the program. We've partnered with a couple of different providers of professional and personal development training. It's primarily going to be internet and audio based in their own reading. And then we have some entrepreneurial programs to help them kind of start and upload some businesses. So we've got a building that we bought that has residential space above and then commercial space below. And so we want to kind of help guide them and really look at what does it take to be successful in business today. So I've really been spending a lot of my time not coaching others as much as I am getting myself ready for this dream that I had 8 years ago. And I'm almost nice. There. Right.
Yeah, so that sounds like you're making quite big strides on that. So that's really cool. And that seems to be a debate right now because I've had some being that I coached athletes and especially from developmental into either they're going to go to college or they're going to go into pro or they're going to go private club or however they're going to do whatever path they're going to take after high school. That seems to be a debate because depending on the sport or whatever, there's advantages and disadvantages. But as far as education wise and getting the job that they want to do, there's a lot of people that have some pretty advanced degrees. And the employers don't want to hire them because what they have is theory. They don't have functionality. They don't know how to apply it because they've never been put into a situation. So, I've had some of my former athletes come back and say, hey, look, I'm thinking about going and getting this degree or, getting an advanced degree or whatever. What do you think, coach? Is that a good idea? And lately I've been guiding them over to the coaching world and doing more self-learning, which is kind of what we do, self-learning, and getting into working with, in the business, in the places that they want to be working and learning that, where they can actually apply what they already know so that they can actually make a difference and get that job. So, but it's pretty interesting to look at the dynamics of that. So, and pretty cool that you've gone this far to put together in a university type situation where, people can actually get a little bit of self-education and learn how to apply it. Because I think the application is where we miss it.
the challenge is nobody really knows or understands how to be a self-directed learner and self-directed education. And so when I became a dad and all this stuff was going on and I had to do something, I could walk to the library. The library wasn't far and I knew I could read. And so I would go to the library and I'd read stories about those legends that you were talking about, guys like Jeremiah Smith or people that went west way back when and discovered our country and explorers. And there was one guy that got his scalp ripped open by a bear and he crawled out of the woods because his friends left him for dead and came back to St. Louis and found him and survived. And I'm laying on the couch. I had surgery. Yeah, it hurt. I'm uncomfortable. But I got Tylenol and I got air conditioning. And I didn't get leave to die in the woods. So, life's not so bad. I can get up and go walk the dog right now. Right? So I'd get up and go to the library and I'd do what I could do. And I started to just learn that, hey, I can teach myself better. And again, 8 years ago seems like not that long ago, but the internet explosion was just kind of bubbling, and then all of a sudden it blew up. And now you can go to Khan Academy. You can take free classes from Harvard through iTunes. I mean, just so many better ways, but nobody knows how to do
and
it.
Less expensive ways. And less
right.
Expensive.
Oh, yeah. Less, so much less expensive.
Way less expensive. You may not get into partying, but you will get into learning.
You may not meet as many girls, you may not have as much fun, but your life will be better in the long run, I promise you. So, exactly. And that's really what I want to do is just help those people get that gap between, like 16 and 25 when you've got all this enthusiasm and passion for something before it's quite just finally sucked out of you and you end up in a job that you hate to pay the bills to go because you went and did the degree that you found out it wasn't really as cool as you thought it was, but you became an engineer because somebody told you were good at math, but nobody ever asked you what lifestyle do you want to live, how do you want to spend your days, what's the 85 year old version of you think about what you're about to do, because you've got just as much likelihood to be 85 as you do to die. Let's start looking at that long-term thinking. We don't do a good job of teaching that. We don't do a good job of showing that. And I'd like to change the world and teach everybody that, right?
Yeah, and that's a very, very good plan. And it seems like you're well on your way. Well, I've got about 30 seconds left in this segment, and I really appreciate you being on. If you would, let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the university and the things that you're doing, and basically, you know, move forward in the process if they would like to take advantage of this, because it sounds like a very, very good thing that you're putting together, and I think it'll help a lot of folks. So on that journey, I know you put out some crowdfunding. If you could go ahead and give us all that information again, and then we'll wrap up this segment, and then I got to go to commercial break in about 20 seconds.
All right. Well, they can, if they're interested in supporting the concept, they can go to the GoFundMe.com, University of Freedom, and the university is Y-O-U. The best way to contact me right now is through social media. I do a lot of virtual coaching, so that's probably the best way. You can get me at Justin C. Kurtz on Facebook, or you can find my University of Freedom page there on Facebook as well. But if you just really passionately want to get a hold of me, my email address is justinkurtz78@gmail.com. Email me. I'd be more than happy to talk to you and see what we can do to get you into the program and help you out.
Excellent. Well, Justin, I appreciate you being on the show, and we'll post a bunch of that information up, and we'll be back with Shahara Wright right after these messages.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
All right, welcome back to Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, and the Legal Eagle is in court and going through some part of the process. He wasn't specific on that, but I know that's where he's at because I got a text message that said so. And I know I promised he'd be back, but he'll have to come back and be with us next week. Right now, I hope you guys are ready for the CEO effect because I have Shahara Wright with us. And Shahara, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Excellent. Having a great day so far?
So far, it's been really good. Can't complain. So I've gotten up this morning, so I can't be any more thankful than that.
There you go. There you go. There's a positive right there. What part of the country are you in?
I am in Sugarland, well, actually Stafford, and it's a suburb of Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. So I'm right up the street in Katy.
Okay, yeah, we're waving at each other.
You betcha. It's a balmy day today, and there's a few clouds, but it's a little hot.
Yeah, so. it's pretty hot. I went walking this morning, and it actually wasn't that bad this morning, so I was thankful that I wasn't drenched in sweat, you know, the first 5 minutes.
Exactly. And usually you get that when you walk out the door. Well, you know, I get, because I'm the host, then I get to kind of preview the guests and see, you know, who's coming on the show and all that kind of stuff and learn about you. And the listeners don't. And so to give them a little bit of insight, and I don't want to spoil all the cool things that you've accomplished because I've got a list of them here in front of me, but tell the listeners a little bit about you and who you are.
So, again, my name is Shahar Wright, and I am a business law attorney. I've been practicing for over 15 years, and I started my own practice in 2000. And I started doing business law, working with small business owners, doing day-to-day legal advice, and working with them to help protect them on the legal side. So it was mostly transactional what I was doing.
Gotcha. And then now you're also a professor and a community leader, so that's kind of cool. And now is your firm, is it in Sugar Land?
So my firm is in Stafford, yes. And so my office is there, and it's right off the freeway, so it's real easy to find. So we've been there probably over 12 years. I share the office with three other female attorneys, and we all have different practices. And what we do is, you know, different but complementary to each other. So it's worked really well. So we've had that sort of partnership for the last 12 years, and it's been really great.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm sitting and I'm staring at the homepage of your website. Tell us a little bit about the CEO effect.
So the CEO effect is sort of an offshoot of the law firm. What I found when, for the last 15 years, working with small businesses is all of my clients were coming to me about all kinds of issues, all kinds of different things. And so I started educating myself about a lot of different things. But just through my own experience as a business owner, I found that there were a lot of things that I didn't know or understand about business and what I needed to do. And what seems to happen with small business is that we kind of get stuck in a rut, or there's one particular issue that we focus on and we let all others go. So as an attorney, you know, I make sure that I have my legal things together, but maybe I'm not so focused on the marketing as I should be. Somebody else that may have a retail business may be really focused on the marketing, but they're not really focused on the financial side and making sure that they have certain things together. So what I was noticing is that a lot of small businesses were maybe focused on one or two areas of business, but not focused on all four. And the reason why they weren't able to grow, or if they were growing, they were still struggling, is because they weren't focused on the right things. So we learned that there was a lot of education that needed to go on to small business, because you needed to understand that there's various aspects of business that you need to focus on. And so that is what we have put together, is a program to help small businesses understand these different aspects and how to work through them.
Gotcha. Now, is this a in-person, or is this an online program? Is this like self-learning, or is this you personally or one of the staff take them through the process?
So it's both of those things. So right now we have a few conferences that we're doing talking about these different issues. So the issues are management, financial, legal, and marketing. And all of those four major issues kind of encompass anything that you're going to go through with business. So we're going to have a different events, and we're talking about different aspects. So at one event, we'll probably be talking about management and understanding management as of your business as a whole. Then we'll have another conference that we're talking about legal issues. And then we'll probably end up doing is some kind of webinar where we're talking about all four of those different things. And we'll have some in person, some that are not in person. So we're trying to work through making sure that we can reach everyone in different concepts.
Gotcha. Now, this stemmed from you having clients come in? Did they come in for legal advice, and then you found these other areas?
Yeah. So, you know, for example, you know, I may have a client that has some kind of problem with their own clients or customers, and it usually is some kind of immediate legal battle. But then we talk about how they got there in the first place. And then when we have these conversations about how they've got there in the first place, we realize the problems that exist. So, for example, I have one client that has a home health care business, and they were getting in trouble a lot with the government because they weren't properly paying their employees and they weren't properly paying employee taxes. Well, part of the reason why they were having these problems is they weren't properly structured in order to deal with the employee problems. So they didn't have the proper management in place to make sure that the proper documentation was being done. They didn't have the proper processes in place to make sure that people signed off, to make sure that the people who showed up for work actually did show up for work and stayed the amount of time. And then they also didn't have in the back office any method to put the taxes aside and make sure that they took out the right amounts of taxes and paid the employees accordingly. So all of that documentation wasn't being done, and that was the reason why they were led into being this into this problem. So for me, it wasn't just about solving the one tax issue or problem. It was how to make sure that you don't get in this problem again. We have to deal with the problem as it exists, but how do you not get into it again? So when I started asking, how are you getting into these problems, when I'm talking to my clients, I'm realizing there's a lot of stuff that they're not doing that could be simple solutions to fix a lot of things, but they didn't know and had no training or understanding of how to do that, so they wouldn't deal with that again.
Right, right. I had a lot of people come in that, they haven't taken a look at their business in a while, and then they get a problem that arises, and then all of a sudden they look at their business and they're like, oh, I didn't even know that this and that and another thing was happening. And, I call it a game film review of your business. You know, just take a game film review of your business, look at what's working and what's not, and try to, cut out what's not and do more of what is. And, it's so funny that, and it happens to all of us. We all get there, we get busy in our work, and, picking your head up for a few seconds and actually looking around and taking in what is working and what's not is tough. Especially when there's deadlines and all these other things. So, that's pretty cool that you've been able to help the clients grow with that and sure mature their businesses quite a bit by identifying and putting in place a solution that would keep them from having the problem again. So, the I like the logo because the logo is really catchy. And just reading down here, do you have a book or any of anything that you have published and put out? Do you have any of that stuff?
So I'm in the process of writing a book, and it's all around the concept that we were talking about just a minute ago. It's called From Entrepreneur to CEO. And the book is about changing your mindset. Just as you were speaking about getting caught in the weeds and getting caught in every little aspect of your business, that as an owner, as an entrepreneur, we kind of tend to do that. We go for whatever thing we're thinking about. We just jump in there, foot forward, and we don't think about all the different things that need to be dealt with in terms of your business. So the book is about changing that mindset of just jumping head first into something and to start thinking like a CEO. When we think about CEOs, we think about these Fortune 500 companies, but the truth is a CEO could be of any business. The point is that how CEOs of these Fortune 500 businesses think, and they think strategically, meaning they don't get caught in the weeds. They let other people deal with the weeds. They think about the business as a whole, and so that's how we as small business owners have to do as well. Even if you're the only one, or if you have 5 employees or 2 employees, you still have to think about your business as a whole. So the book is about that. And hopefully we'll be finished and be able to be published November or December of this year. So we're still in the editing process, but that's what the book is about.
Nice. Now, I've got to ask you, because it's right here staring me in the face. Tell us about the live event and conference that you're a part of coming up. And I believe it's in Houston here. Looks like Houston on the 15th or the 25th. No, it's the 15th.
The 19th.
And then
August 19th.
Okay. And you're doing the Pearland Sugarland?
That's correct. Yes. So I will be
okay.
at the live
Okay.
Streaming
so we have
conference.
The Nice. Okay, so I'm going to let you take it away because I've already ruined it with the 15th. So on the 19th, in Sugarland and Pearland, life-changing conference for women who mean business. Tell us a little bit about that.
So it's a great conference. Well, there'll be lots of people there talking about different issues and different things that affect business. But my part in particular, I will be talking to business owners about positioning yourself to accelerate growth, positioning your business to accelerate growth. And we're going to be talking about how you do that and how you look at different things and what things are going on in your business that could affect your business from growing, or even if you do grow, that you still continue to have problems. So one of those things is vision and having a real vision for your business, and not vision like I just want to make $1 million in 5 years, you know, something that is going to be future oriented that somebody else can see and say, we have a vision to help, you know, 5,000 women business owners to succeed and grow, something like that. So when you have those things, when you have that vision and you are clear about what it is that you want to achieve and what you want that business to be, then you know the things that you need to put in place. Because a lot of times people ask me, well, what kind of business entity should I have? What kind of contracts should I have in place? And my question is you, what are you trying to do? And a lot of times people can't answer that. Well, if you can't answer that, then I can't really help you to make a decision about what's going to be best for your business. So the Life Changing Conference, we're going to have four different sessions, four 30-minute sessions. In each of those sessions, we're going to talk about a different aspect of your business and what things you need to do to start positioning yourself to accelerate growth.
That is awesome. And you know what's really cool about that is my producer, the legendary Tony Gambone, is also going to be at that. I think he's one of the speakers at that conference, and we're promoting that on Tough Talk Radio Network. And you guys can go to theceoeffect.net, and you can get tickets by clicking. I'm sure you can click on this, right? Yeah, you can. You can click on that and get tickets. You can also go to Tough Talk Radio Network, and Tony has the link up there so you guys can get tickets. And he's posted that in the feed on Facebook so that everybody has access to go there. And I mean, you guys, you listeners out there, you've had two rock star guests on that are moving toward that legend that I was talking about in the monologue. And she's given gonna be live speaking about helping you with your business. And it's going to be right in Sugarland. There's one in Houston. She's going to be right there in Sugarland, Pearland. Take advantage of it. When these guests come on, they're really, really superstar guests. So when they get a live event that's in the area and you're in the area, then get out, support them, but also take advantage of getting to know them because they are local. I mean, she's right here in the Sugarland Stafford area. It's going to be wonderful to go down, listen to what she has to say, listen to what she has to offer, and she can help you grow your business, as can the other people that are in the room that will be talking. So this is really a great conference. Get over there. Tough Talk Radio Network has tickets. We post it in the feed. Get over to theceoeffect.net. Get tickets to the event. That just sounds like it's going to be a little bit off the chart for anyone that would like to grow their business and really means business.
Absolutely.
Well, we have to wrap up this segment because I got about 8 minutes left, 7 minutes left in the show, and I got to have about 5 minutes to do the recap. When people want to get in touch with you and start going through either this process or get help on maybe they're having a business issue, a legal business issue that they need help with first before they get started on, you know, identifying problems in their business, how do they contact you? What is the best way to get in touch with you and start that process?
Well, my email is swright, that's SWRIGHT, at theceoeffect.net, and that's effect, EFFECT. You can also go to my website, which is www.theceoeffect.net, and you can find me on Facebook at CEO Effect, and on Twitter at The CEO Effect. And we are putting out information on a daily basis about different business issues, different things that you need to know about business, and you'll enjoy getting the updates and getting feeds about those different things. And also in August, if you sign up for our newsletter, our monthly newsletter, you'll start getting what we call Business in a Minute, and that's going to be some information for you and tips to protect your business and do good things with your business so that you can start the process of accelerating growth.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you having you on the show. Really excited about your upcoming event. Probably try to pop out there myself and take advantage of listening to some of that. That'll be great. And like I said, I appreciate having you on the show. We've got to go to commercial break. I'll connect with you on social medias and look forward to hopefully running into you somewhere at a networking event around town here and meeting you in person. So it's been great to have you on the show. We'll be back after these messages.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
All right, welcome back to the final short segment of Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, and like I've mentioned a couple of times, the Legal Eagle is in court, and I'm not going to make any promises this time, because last time I promised last week, and this week he ended up not being able to be on the show, but he's supposed to be back next week, and we'll look forward to that. So in a quick recap here, we've had two great guests, Justin Kurtz, certified John Maxwell coach, who's building a university to help people self-educate and apply information so that they can actually live a life of their dreams. And then Shahara Wright, who is an attorney, has a law practice, and identified a problem with people coming in. She practices business law, identified a problem that business owners coming to her with legal issues had in their businesses and growing that, and she's put in place some solutions to help those business owners not have the problems again and move forward and grow their businesses. Really, really cool stuff. Now, real quickly, before we wrap up the show, a couple of events you got to know about. One, life-changing conference for women who mean business is coming to Houston August the 15th and on August the 19th in the Pearland Sugar Land area. You can get tickets either by going on our guest's website, Shahara Wright's website, theceoeffect.net, or even simpler, going over to Tough Talk Radio Network, the Facebook page or the website, and getting the tickets there from Tony Gambone, who is also one of the speakers at that event. other event coming up in September, Legacy Live event with one of our co-hosts, or our fellow host, Michelle Sitham. And you got to know about that. September the 9th through the 12th is that event. I have tickets. Direct message me or contact me via the Legal Eagle and the Coach Facebook page. I'll get you set up. Lastly, 10X Tank. You want to be invited to Houston's premier mastermind event. It's August the 11th. I only have room for a set number of people. You want to be part of that event, you're going to have to inbox me and get an invitation. It's invitation only, really cool event, and you can find out more about that. We'll put it up on Facebook, and you can get those invitations. Been a great show. I'll leave you with one more time the quote from Sir Richard Branson. It's up to us to create the world we want to live in, and we all have the power to do so if we set our minds to it. I'll leave you with that. Go out, smile big, 10X someone's life, and I will see you next week.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.